Prologue. From ecunninghamwrites221 at gmail.com to redacted at penguinrandomhouse.com.au. Subject, prologue. Hi, redacted. It's a hard no on the prologue, I'm afraid. I know it's the done thing in crime novels to hook the reader in and all that, but it just feels a bit cheap here. I know how to do it, of course, the scene you want me to write. An omniscient eye would survey the cabin's destruction lingering on signs of a struggle, the strewn sheets, the upturned mattress, the bloodied handprint on the bathroom door. Add in fleeting glimpses of clues, three words hastily scrawled in blue ink on a manuscript, at odds with the crimson dripping tip of the murder weapon. Just enough to tantalise, but nondescript enough not to spoil. The final image would be of the body. Faceless, of course. You've got to keep the victim from the reader at the start. Maybe a sprinkle of some little detail, a personal item like a piece of clothing, the blue scarf or something, I'm not sure, that the reader can watch for in the build-up. That's it. The book, the blood, the body. Carrots dangled, end of prologue. It's not like I don't trust your editorial judgment. It just seems overly pointless to me to replay a scene from later in the book merely for the purpose of suspense. It's like saying, hey, we know this book takes a while to get going, but it'll get there. Then the poor reader is just playing catch-up until we get to the murder. Well, that scene is the second murder anyway, but you get my point. I'm just wary of giving away too much, so no prologue. Sound okay? Best, Ernest. P.S. After what's happened, I think it's fairly obvious I'll need a new literary agent. I'll be in touch about that separately. P.P.S. Yes, we do have to include the festival program. I think that there are important clues in it. P.P.P.S. Grammar question. I've thought it funny that Murder on the Orient Express is titled as such, given that the murders take place in the train and not on it. Death on the Nile has it a bit more correct, I think, given the lack of drownings. Then again, of course, you may say you're on a train or a plane. I'm labouring the point, but I guess my question is whether we use on or in for our title, given, of course, most of the murders take place in the train, except, of course, what happens on the roof, which would be on, except for the old fella's partner and those who died alongside him. But that's a flashback. Am I making sense? Chapter 1. So I'm writing again, which is good news, I suppose, for those wanting a second book, but more unfortunate for the people who had to die so I could write it. I'm starting this from my cabin on the train, as I want to get a few things down before I forget or exaggerate them. We're parked, not at a train station, but just sitting on the tracks about an hour from Adelaide. The long red desert of the last 4 days has been replaced first by the golden wheat belt, and then by the lush green paddocks of dairy farms, the previously flat horizon, now a rolling grass ocean peppered with the slow, steady turn of dozens of wind turbines. We should have been in Adelaide by now, but we've had to stop so the authorities can clean up the bodies. I say clean up, but I think the delay is mainly that they're having trouble finding them, or at least all of the pieces. So here I am with a head start on my writing.